The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP. We're at LIU Post. We actually have a pretty big roster of substitutions here today. I am substituting for John Ryan, who is unable to make it today. Christina Lou is substituting for David Linden, who is not feeling well. So, David,
right,
if you're listening, yeah, if David, if you're listening, we hope you feel better. And we might as well get right into our first guests, who happen to be also substitutions for somebody else who is going to be on. So we're all going to get through improvising as we go along. We have Kevin Hawkins and Gary Pariscandola, both of whom are with the Town of North Hempstead Parks and Recreation. So how about each of you kind of introduce yourself and just tell us what you do at the Town of North Hempstead Parks and Recreation.
Hi, how you doing, Adam? I'm Kevin Hawkins. I'm the Superintendent of Recreation for the Town of North Hempstead, in charge of course, the recreation programs, which include the swim programs, exercise programs, tennis programs that we have, also running the pools, the lifeguards, the staff, the attendants, the fields. We have a lot of soccer fields, baseball fields, lacrosse fields, and we're in charge of booking those fields, getting permits to all the leagues that utilize those fields.
Mm-hmm. I think the number that I have is there are 48 parks or something close to that in the system.
Yeah, we have close to 48 parks.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that there are that many parks.
Well, we have our large parks that have pools with them and soccer fields and baseball fields. And then you have your smaller satellite parks that might have just a playground or a trail that you can walk through or a sitting area. So that so if you include the satellite parks along with the big headline parks, if you want to call them, the ones that everyone's familiar with.
Yeah, I live near Tully, and I actually probably hit Tully about twice a week walking. I find it a nice place to walk. It's nice, it's green, has people, and it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, we have paths there. We have paths through a lot of our parks, Manor Haven.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about the pets in a little bit here. That's a new
Oh, the pets also. One. Yes, we can talk about that.
Yeah. And Gary?
I'm basically a recreational aide for the Town of North Hempstead over in the Parks Department. I help out with various concerts and events that happen throughout the town. I'm basically was helping Mary Mahaffey last year. And this year she has retired, and I'm going to be taking on a bigger role with the concerts and moving forward and just enjoying the summer concert series that the town has to offer.
I don't think people realize, I know from Christina who produces this show, how much work is involved with organizing and getting concerts like that together. First of all, they don't just show up because you said you want to have a concert. I think there's a lot
of... That would
of,
be great.
Yeah, there's a lot of communication involved. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that process goes?
It's a lot of communication. You have to contact the bands, the different companies. It's contracts that are involved in it, negotiations, and then trying to find media sponsors that help out sponsoring the events. And, you know, it's all fun. And it's a lot of work.
Right.
But it's something that I enjoy doing.
But when you say sponsors, in other words, the town taxpayers are not necessarily paying for these concerts.
Correct. We do provide these concerts for free to the public.
Right.
So we do try to get corporate sponsors to help fund these concerts.
Right. I know.
And if anyone's interested, please call 311. All right, we're willing to.
That's the golden answer.
To consider anyone, please call 311. Let us know that you'd be willing to sponsor a concert, and you get your name out there, put it on the flyers.
I think it's like a nice thing
banners.
For the community, you know, especially when these are all like community events. So
if you sponsor
certainly.
Enough, the letters will be really big too. Right?
There you go. That's exactly.
Now, we talked before, you guys, we were warming up here, if you will, that there were 22 concerts that are coming up in the next 2 months. That's pretty intense. How about hitting on a few of them? I know I looked, and it looks like there's 6 different locations where these concerts take place. Where is that?
Oh, one of them is going to be at Clark Botanical Gardens. Over at Clark, we're going to be celebrating 50 years of Clark Botanical Gardens. And it's a very beautiful site. They take care of it very well. It's beautiful flowers, trees, and it's like a historical place, and you just have to visit it if you haven't been there. And we have so many different things that are going to be there. On July 9th, we're going to have a Phil Collins tribute. And it's basically free of charge, so don't forget to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and come and hang out with us.
Yeah, Clark Gardens is a beautiful setting for a concert, and we have them every Tuesday night at Clark Gardens. So if you're looking for a concert on Tuesday nights, that's the place to go. People
okay.
bring the lawn chair, and they bring a picnic, and they sit down, and they enjoy the music in a beautiful setting. But that's on Tuesday nights. Monday nights, we have Mary Jane Davies Park.
Right.
We have several concerts
which
there.
Which is over in Plandome Road.
That's on Plandome Road. And also, for all these concerts, you know, you bring a lawn chair and you can bring a little picnic. Certain nights are going to be geared towards family night, where you might want to bring your children or your grandchildren. Other concerts are going to be geared more towards adults. I'm going to let Gary speak a little bit about which concerts we have coming to Mary Jane Davies.
We have a few different ones coming there. The first one's going to be on July 8th. It's the Diddly Dee Dees, and it's basically a fun family night for all different people to just come out and enjoy. I mean, it's free of charge. They're going to be featuring different types of music for young and old.
You know, it's funny. I'm in a generation where I probably don't know a lot of the names any more of the groups, because there's like thousands of them. The Diddly Diddly Dees sounds like an interesting name.
It definitely is.
As you can tell by the name, it is geared towards children, so it'll be something great to bring your kids to. And the shows are early. They start at 7 o'clock, so plenty of time to get the kids home to bed.
You know, at one point in my life, I lived over that way, and I used to go to those concerts, and what I did was I didn't bring a chair. I actually walked around the park, because you can walk around it and listen to the music at the same time.
I was getting exercise all the time.
I thought it was great. I mean, I loved it.
Yes.
You know, I was
like
able to,
free radio.
And you know, you get the right kind of music, and it puts a little zip in your step. You know?
Absolutely.
One of the things we do with these concerts is we do vary the music, so you're going to get different kinds of music. For Mary Jane Davies, we're going to have a standards band playing there, playing some of today's standards. Then we have hits from the 50s and 70s with New York Exceptions. We're going to have a James Taylor tribute band there. We're going to have a country music band there. So,
and that's just at that park.
That's just that park on Mondays.
When I was looking at these concerts, I mean, really, there's literally something for anyone.
And we do have the website, so that's northhempstead.com. You can go there and see a listing of all the concerts. But if you're like, oh, what are we doing tonight? You don't have a chance to get online, call 311. Hey, what do you got in concerts tonight? And they can answer your question.
Well, one of the things that I like most about like these concerts is just seeing all the different people come together from different cultures, and they just come out and they see all these different concerts, and they're like just wowed by them.
Yeah, and all different ages.
Yeah.
You know, we're always advocating, you know, how intergenerational things are so important.
Yep.
And I think this is definitely, you know, it's some fun for your whole family. Go with your grandchildren, go with your kids, and
they're
certainly a great venue.
Like that, we only touched on two locations, and another one that I go to fairly often is North Hempstead Beach Park. And I see, so far you made it pretty easy. On Mondays it's Mary Jane Davies Green.
Right.
On Tuesdays it's Clark Botanic Garden. And it looks like Sundays
at the beach.
Yep.
Right.
We have several bands coming in there. I know you mentioned that you like Neil Diamond. We do have a...
Well, Christina and I have a...
We have sang karaoke.
We did Sweet Caroline together.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, you guys can...
We're not doing it here.
You guys can reenact that on this on the Sunday the 14th.
If you meet anyone, you can always call Minato to fill in. Yeah, it was an opening act.
There you know, if you sing loud enough, the band might invite you up. So you can go see Simply Diamond on July 14th.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We have Nightwork is the first one on July 7th, and that's classic rock and R&B sounds from the 60s to today. We have a country band coming in there, Southbound. We have a classic rock band coming in, Rhythm and Blues, that's Camelot. And we have the Uplifters, which is a beach party, calypso, reggae music. Wear your Hawaiian shirt. Come on down for that.
It's the right time of year.
All these dates are on the website, northhempstead.com, or call 311, and they have the listing there.
Oh, we're not done, though. There are three more locations to account for, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We have
Manor Haven. So it doesn't matter where you live. You can kind of get...
Gary, I'll let you address the Manor Haven concerts.
Sure. Over at Manor Haven.
July 12th.
yeah. July 12th. We're going to have a tribute to Billy Joel and Elton John. It starts at 7:30. And it's face to face, and it's going to be another great concert. I mean, these tribute bands, they really, really go out there and they do that thing, and you know, it's just they come out there with a lot of energy, and it's all around a good time.
So that takes care of Manor Haven.
Well, we have another one at Manor Haven, right. August 2nd, right?
Yes,
right.
And that's the Aretha Franklin tribute.
Oh wow!
Yeah, this is her 1 year anniversary since her passing in August. So we felt it appropriate to have the concert in August. So that'll be August 2nd. The band is called Step, and it's going to be quite a tribute. And, of course, you know how great her music is, how encompassing it is, how many people like her music. So I think that'll be another all-ages, get-up-and-dance type of concert at Manor Haven.
And it's so nice because these are all, you know, outdoor venues, so it's certainly a nice thing to do in the summertime. And each year, I mean, you guys always find some new interesting things. You know, I was like, this is quite the... Listen, I'm like an avid concert goer, and the amount of money I spend on concerts is astronomical.
Yes.
So it's really nice that you have these free programs that you can go in the town. So
we were on Facebook with Christina, which I happen to be. She'll weigh out just by seeing all the different concerts she goes to. And then we have Victoria over here, by the way, who does a little side gig of her own on the radio with concerts. And
you review the concert? Maybe you can review some of these concerts.
There we go. I like it.
You can live broadcast from
there.
We start early in the season booking these shows, organizing this. Yeah. This starts, you know, in January. We hit it hard and heavy. Right. You know, searching out bands on YouTube, looking at who else has had bands, who haven't we had, who have we had, who's hot, what is going on that year that's important. For example, what we're
like
going
Aretha
to have
Franklin.
At Tully. Yes, we had Aretha Franklin because it's the 1 year anniversary, so we're doing that in August. At Tully, we're having a taste of Woodstock because it's 50th anniversary of Woodstock. So we're going to have a tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival with Chickenhead Rocks. A tribute to Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Four Way Street, and a tribute to The Who with Wondrous Stories. And this is all one night. So we have three bands in a row, big concert, Taste of Woodstock. It starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be Saturday, July 20th at Tully Park. And this is something that we try to do. We try to tap into what's hot that year and bring it to everyone at no fee, because a lot of people can't afford to go to the actual concerts. And it's something that we definitely
parking is free,
bring to the community.
By the way, at Tully also.
Excuse me?
Parking is free at Tully.
Parking will be free at Tully that
night,
yes.
Right. I can actually hear that concert from my house because I live.
Then we got the after party.
If you look from Tully and you look through the New Hyde Park football field, and you look between the goalposts, that's where I live, right on the other side.
You shouldn't tell people they're going to be showing up in your backyard. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is a short walk.
Yeah, that
Let's
wasn't me talking.
So you see anyone wandering with red Solo cups going to Otto's house?
Yeah. No, but I always like listening to it anyhow. And then you got one more location, which we're going to talk about later, because we are now going to have to take a break in 23 seconds. Is that correct? All right. In the meantime, we can say that we've been talking with Kevin and we've been talking with Gary from the Town of North Hempstead Parks and Recreation Department. Somewhere in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You've done them both right.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll be back in a minute.